Coast Guard and partner agencies are responding to reports of several barges and vessels that broke away from their mooring on the Hudson River near Troy, New York on Friday morning. Watchstanders at Coast Guard Sector New York received the initial report of three adrift barges and vessels from Rensselaer Emergency Dispatch at approximately 2 a.m. New York State Marine notified the Coast Guard that an additional four vessels were noticed adrift in the ice floes shortly before sunrise. The Coast Guard cutter Penobscot Bay, a 140-foot icebreaker, and Coast Guard cutter Wire, which is a 65-foot ice-breaking tug, which have been dispatched and are en route to the scene to assist. An overflight from a Coast Guard aircraft is scheduled to take place to assess the exact positions of the adrift vessels. Two commercial tugs are also responding to assist. There have been no reports of injuries or pollution at this time, and the Coast Guard is continuing to investigate this incident.
You mentioned the cutters are en route, and so are the tugs, and there will be the aerial portion of it. Do you have any sort of timeline for that?
Unfortunately, I do not have an exact time, but they are scheduled to respond.
And I guess with the use of the cutters and the tugs, what is the process for securing these ships? How does the Coast Guard go about that?
Okay, so the Coast Guard is taking a number of measures to include in their response. So that involves first broadcasting a notice to mariners to advise them of the situation on the water. They're also going to establish a safety zone there. And then the Coast Guard's role in the operation will involve breaking ice in order to facilitate the commercial tugs that are assisting, which will tow the vessels back to their moorings.
And are you able to describe at all, from what the Coast Guard has been able to see and witness, what the conditions are like in that section of the Hudson River?
Yes, so it's loose ice on the river.
Where are the cutters coming from?
The cutters are coming from the...
I guess if you have any information as to where, you know, the cutters and the tugs, all the ships and the aircraft are coming from.
Yes. So the Wire is coming from Saugerties. That's where it's home ported.
Okay.
And the Penobscot Bay is home ported in Bayonne, New Jersey. And we're going to have a fixed-wing aircraft responding from Air Station Cape Cod.
And what's the purpose of that, of the aircraft?
The aircraft is just going to give us an idea of the exact positions of the drift vessels and just to kind of have an overview of the scene and just monitor the conditions.
And a final question, do you know how many Coast Guard members are on the scene there?
The Penobscot Bay has 18 members aboard, and the Wire has 7.